Well, sweetheart, I'm just grinning from ear to ear. I just cannot believe how happy I am today. First of all, I think I'll have to apologize for you. I wrote you a real nasty letter last night because I wasn't getting any letters here. I only gotten one in the last 2 weeks. And today I got two of them, both of them written during a time it should have been here in the last couple, 3 days. And I'm so happy I got them, I just can't tell you. And I'm really sorry for being kind of chewing you out and everything, because it really wasn't called for. And I was hoping it wasn't called for, but I apologize, sweetheart. I just love you so much that when I don't hear from you or anything else, it starts me worrying and everything, and I feel real bad because I'm not there to take care of you. And I don't care who they are or anything else, nobody can take care of you like I can. That was my chair I scraped around. Okay, anyway, I love you, sweetheart, and I do apologize for chewing you out. But I'm so happy, I just cannot believe it. I got the two letters I got today, one of them was dated the 25th, and the other is dated the 27th. And the one on the 27th should have got here today is correct. Actually, should have got here yesterday. The one that's gained on the 25th should have got here 2 days before yesterday, as a normal record. So that's what happened to the letters that filled the holes. But sweetheart, I just can't believe how happy I am. I wrote a letter last night to you, and I wrote one to Ron and Jackie. And I started writing one to your brother, but I ran out of envelopes. I didn't want to write one to Jim and Annie without writing one to Joy and Rick. So I just saved theirs till tonight. And when I get done with this tape, I'll probably write both of them a letter and keep everybody real happy. But, sweetheart, I love you so much, I can't begin to tell you how much. And it's only 18 more days. Actually, less than that, because this is the end of the... I should tell you what today is, I guess. Today is April 4th. Whoops. March 4th. March 4th, 1971. And it's Thursday night, and I go to work tomorrow at noon. I'll be off Saturday at noon, and then there won't be too many working days left. That's really good. So that gives you today was my full day off. I kind of knocked off weightlifting here for the last week or so. I got to where I reached a plateau or something. I don't know what it was, out of boredom doing the same exercise over and over or what. So I haven't put on any weight at all, and I don't really look any different at all. I just am stronger, though, although I haven't put on any weight or any size or anything like that, but I definitely am stronger. And maybe Monday or so, or possibly Saturday or Sunday, I'll start out again, and with the new program I've devised here. This book has been really outstanding, and it doesn't really tell you how to become. It's not really interested in becoming, you know, I guess I said this before, interested in becoming muscle bound or anything like that, or beautiful like Mr. America and stuff, but this tells you how to get stronger and how to apply your exercises to certain sports if you happen to be endeavored toward one sport or another, which I'm not. So I just kind of use it to get in shape a little bit, and it seems like it's working pretty good. The time's really getting slow here, sweetheart, and there's nothing I can do to make it speed up, because the closer it gets to the 22nd, the slower the time goes by. And I just don't know. I gotta get going here, and I just can't wait to get home, Well, I just kind of ran it back a little bit, checked the volume and everything. It looks pretty good. Can you understand me, sweetheart, when I talk as fast as I do? I only talk this fast when I'm talking to you, because, I don't know, I guess you know what I mean. I've been reading a couple of books here. I kind of slowed down for a while. And I got in that one about the seven masterpieces that I wrote a letter about, and one about Tolstoy and all that stuff, and I read two or three of them. And Herman Melville, he was the one that wrote Moby Dick, had one in there called Benito Cerno. And Herman Melville does not turn me on at all. I can't read. And I got stuck on him. That's why I slowed down. I was bound and determined to read it, but after about the third chapter, I just gave up. I don't know what his problem is, but he doesn't turn me on at all. So I skipped him and read on a couple more, and then I decided I'll go back to these old masterpieces. They've got their thing, you know, but I needed a little bit of relief from somebody I knew. So I put him down. I picked up The Wayward Bus by John Steinbeck, and that's the first Steinbeck I read in a couple of years. I read a whole bunch of his all at once, and then I didn't read him for a while. And Steinbeck is really, actually I like Steinbeck better than Hemingway, to tell you the truth. Although I've got another book of short stories here for Hemingway to read, and I also have another Steinbeck I haven't read yet. But I finished A Wayward Bus by Steinbeck a couple of days ago, so I picked up a book there in the room called The Godfather by Mario Puzo. And fantastic book, really good. The story is excellent. And I don't know if you read it or not, like your, I don't know, friend of your mother or something said, you can really understand the Italian family with it. But it's more than that, it's just a tremendous story. And if there's any truth in it at all, it's really fantastic that these, you know, how these people operate and why they operate and everything else. However, it's not, you know, it's really an excellent book, but it's no, you know, no Steinbeck or no Hemingway wrote it as far as the quality and everything, but it's really, it's well written considering, you know, a modern day book and all. It's really fantastic. I enjoyed it and I've been talking about it to everybody. But if you haven't read it, sweetheart, go down and get a copy. The thing is really outstanding. So anyway, that shows you where I'm up to my reading. I guess I told you I'm weightlifting. Haven't played too much handball since I got the gloves and everything, but I'm just going to lay off for quite a while here, you know, at least until I get back and build my strength a little bit more, because I get a little trouble with my right hand or my right arm when I play handball. I get some loose joints or something, and I get crackling, and it gets real loose, and it feels funny, and it's kind of like they need to be popped all the time and everything. So I'm going to see to tighten everything up real good, lifting weights and everything before I play anymore. And I guess I told you about my right leg on that 50-mile hike. I think it's something similar to that. Kind of, my joints are loose, I guess. But anyway, that's beside the point. I'll continue to play, no problem there. But I just thought I'd let you know, I haven't worn out any of the balls yet, let's put it that way. I've went down a couple of times by myself and kind of beat it around, you know, trying to get used to the gloves and everything. The gloves, I might add, are excellent. They're a little bit better gloves than I had hoped on. The Wilsons that I've got here that I had borrowed are really crummy compared to the ones you guys sent. They don't have any elastic in them or anything like these. It's really really an outstanding pair of gloves. So, and the balls are fantastic. They're the right size. I guess I just belched without saying excuse me, so now, excuse me. Oh, sweetheart, do you remember me? I sure remember you, and I just can't wait to get back. I can't wait. Should be about the 10th when you get this tape, and that'll be only 12 more days before I'm home. And not even enough time for you to write another tape, probably. And speaking of tapes, it seemed to me I got a card there, something about you had the hots for me. Oh, baby, do I have the hots for you? You said you were going to write a tape that night. And I don't see any. That was the 23rd, I believe. And here I got letters from the 25th and the 27th, but no tapes yet. Maybe the mail screwed up. Maybe you wrote me one and I didn't get it yet, huh? But anyway, I was tired of waiting on it, so I thought maybe I'd go ahead and start this tape here and be the last one before I come home again. And to answer some of your questions here, I have to kind of browse through your letter here real quick and see what it is. First of all, on the package I got about the sexy coat hangers, I did get the sexy coat hangers, and I didn't use them. They're in my locker, and I couldn't look at them, sweetheart. They're pretty sexy. And however, when I get some broken hangers or something, I'll go ahead and use those. But I just want to kind of, you know, keep them aside. The salami didn't last very long. It lasted till the next time I went on duty, and my enlisted man and myself, I guess pepperoni, ate it all up. And of course, the cashews, they didn't even last till that long, till I got to the next time I got on duty. I just, they didn't last long at all. Of course, there was a lot of cashews there, but I'm a pretty big cashew fan, so I didn't take long to eat those up either. It seems like nothing nice that I have lasts very long. Maybe that's why why I like them. I mean, I really run them into the ground when I got them. But anyway, let's see. It's the wrong one. I want to read this other one first and polish up. I guess I told you I got a letter from your Ann, I guess, and one from Jackie. And I have to answer that one, and I have to answer one from Edie I haven't answered yet. And I guess I also told you that Uncle Bill is in town, I'd like him to come down to Riverside, you know, since I won't be able to go up there, and I haven't seen him since 1965, and he does have a wedding gift for us and all. I'd kind of like to have him come down, spend a day or two, you know. I just, he's a drinker, I'll tell you that, and he'd really get along good, I think, in the Wetherills. I guarantee you there's anybody in the Wetherill family can put him under the table as far as drinking. And I would venture to say that you all could go together and try that, believe it or not. But that's, of course, that's bragging on the old boy. But he is really a sharp man, and I think everybody would enjoy him. I just hope that maybe you'll call up there and personally invite him down, and because that's what it's going to take for him to come down and stay with you. Of course, if you don't want to invite him, I'll just have him, you know, I'm sure you will. But anyway, answer some questions. I guess I took care of that. Okay, and you also want to know how you're going to get your $593. That should be answered by now because you should have had it already, but it should be in a government check. So that answers that. That should finish paying off a lot of stuff, too. I don't know. Should pay off everything but the cars, I guess, shouldn't it? The cars and the land. And, oh, yes. Yes. How do I like my room? Okay, well, I've got a room by myself, and you wanted to know if I was lonesome because I didn't have a roommate. Sweetheart, I don't like roommates. The only thing that I ever want to stay with me is you, and that's the only roommate I ever want. And any other kind of roommates, this isn't satisfactory. And so a room by myself is definitely outstanding. I just can, just you and me all by ourselves, because I can think and everything. I don't have anybody breaking in on me while I'm making tapes, and I don't have anybody staying up half the night reading when I want to sleep, or vice versa, or any of that sort of thing. Definitely rooming by yourself, or of course with your wife, which would definitely be preferable, is how we're working it here. I'm all by myself now. I got two single wall lockers, and I got a chest of drawers, and I got a field desk. I got a lamp on my field desk. I got a three-quarter mahogany bed, three-quarter Hollywood style, I guess, with a fan, and I got a bed lamp, of course, plus the overhead neon lights for the room. I got a shelf up on one wall. I got my calendar up and my poster, "I love you so much it hurts," with a hippopotamus, and all the Playboy foldouts for my short-timers calendar. Speaking of Playboys, I haven't got my Playboy yet this month for March's Playboy, so I was kind of looking forward to it here. But that's my short-timers. That March Playboy will be my fourth one since I've been here, and I'll have eight more to go before I'm leaving, and then that's my, you know, four down, eight to go. And so far I've got three, and I've got 3 full months here, haven't I? More than 3 months. And by the time you get this, it'd be 3 1/3 months. Three and a third, right? And it's been, well, I sure skip all over the place. Anyway, I've got on my other wall, I got my wall lockers and my dresser and my books that I haven't read yet, and my high fly orbiter kite and my mirror, and that's it. And I also got a ball of string, but I haven't been able to fly the kites yet, not to mention my squirt guns and everything. But it's been since 1 January since I quit smoking, so that's been over 2 months now. Are you still smoking, sweetheart? I assume you are. You haven't, well, on the pictures of the puppy, I see the smoke curling up behind the TV set. Yeah, I don't know what you're trying to do, but smoke gave you away. Just a second, I'm going to take a swig of my Coke. I just got my letters tonight, so I haven't asked the doc yet what the baby in the head down position means and all that stuff, but it looks to me like if on the letter you wrote the 27th, you said you think it's going to happen this week, this being March 4th, I'm sorry. I have an idea it's happening either now or in the next couple of days, or it already has happened. I haven't heard about it yet, but so far I haven't got any Red Cross messages, and I don't feel any psychic waves coming or anything else telling me it has. Of course, I haven't gone to bed yet tonight, so, boy, I'm hoping, but it's going to be so great to be a daddy, and so great for you to be a mommy, and us being married and having our own little family and everything. It's really great. I can't believe it. Oh, I just can't believe how much I love you, sweetheart. I just can't believe it. Anyway, I'm going to browse through your letter here and see if I can find any more questions to ask her. Oh, about the baths. I'm really ignorant, aren't I? I thought by baths, I thought baths and showers. I didn't even remember about showers. I'm sorry. I figured, you know, you had to keep clean and everything, but I didn't know if you didn't take baths, how else you're going to do it. But you're going to take showers. I should have known. I can't believe it. Oh, boy, I am silly. I am. Anyway, besides that. So, I'm going to change the other letter now. I got the 25th all case through, and I'm going to try the 27th, and Looks like I'm getting kind of short on tape here, so I'm going to be turning it over here shortly if I don't catch myself and run out. But this one here is, if you can't tell by what's on the tape, it's an impromptu letter. And I'm going to go ahead and turn it over now. I don't want to take any chances on running out of tape and lousing everything up. Oh, I got a whole bunch of tape left. Well, not a whole bunch. I'm worried about it again already, and I just looked at it. I'll turn it over. Okay, I'll turn it over and then won't have any more worries.